Sometimes people are surprised when I say that All Saints Sunday is my almost favorite Sunday of the church year. Because we sometimes think of this as a Sunday of mourning, which indeed it is, but it is also a Sunday of celebration. This past December, I lost one of the great saints of my life, my dear friend Helen. Helen was she started out as my eighth grade Sunday school teacher. She listened to me as I explained and started to understand my call to the ministry, even when I was 13 years old. She gave me courage and words to describe that experience. And when my sister's drug abuse went really out of control, and indeed my whole family broke into chaos, Helen was there as a steadying force in my life. And when Helen decided herself to go to seminary, she took me with her, and I went to a few classes with her. I was in high school. And when I went to seminary, Helen came and visited me in Atlanta. And throughout my life, whether I was parenting my sister's child, whether I was getting married, figuring out how to be a pastor, struggling with some question, Helen was always there for me. She was one of my anchors, one of my saints in life. Perhaps you have somebody like that who fits that description in your life of different ways in which a person has been an anchor, as Dina described her aunt. Helen died last December. And I have the same sense with Helen that I have with my own mother, who died 5 years ago, that she is somehow as present with me, not physically, but spiritually, as she ever was. I can feel her presence. I can hear her words. When I struggle with an issue, I know what Helen would say. She's with me. You and I are inheritors of a great tradition of saints that have gone before us, some that have died in this last year and for whom that grief is still so very, very present, and some that perhaps died when you were children or perhaps in the great history of the church. But they were markers and seminal leaders in the church. We sing their hymns. We follow in their legacy of, say, the Methodists that were before us. I want to invite you to just turn to somebody sitting next to you and just for a quick moment, share just even the name or something about a saint in your life, somebody who nurtured and guided you. All Saints Day is one of those days where we dwell in the thin places. The ancient Celts had an expression about some places in our lives that are thin places, where the separation between heaven and earth is very thin, where it's almost palpable, the presence of God and the presence of those who have gone before us. And so in a few minutes, we will remember the names of those whom we have loved and lost, those who have guided and nurtured us. And we will know that in this thin place this morning, their presence, their witness, and their love for us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you have blessed our lives immeasurably. With aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, with teachers and coaches and friends, with people who have witnessed the faith to us, many that never even spoke a word about it, but who modeled it and exemplified it. For the saints in this room, for the saints in our lives, we give you thanks this day. Amen.